720 WGN, Dane Neal in for Brian Noonan until 9 p.m. tonight. On a night when so many great things are happening. There's great events, you know, all over this city and for a good cause. And I got to say it is in Chicago, we have some of the best food events. Of course, a big shout out to the James Beard Awards, going to be here till and through 2021. So that is awesome. Kind of solidifying Chicago is, you know, it was always kind of a second city to New York. And I know most people would still say that, but you know, it's certainly one of America's greatest food cities and really contending for it, especially when you have great chefs and great events working here in town. And on the line with us, we do have Claudia Sandoval. She is a Master Chef winner, and she also has her own self-titled cookbook, Claudia's Cucina, A Taste of Mexico, coming up. Actually, it's out right now. You can get it and enjoy some of her work. And you can enjoy her as well coming up on October 26th for the Saison Soiree. Chef Claudia, welcome to WGN.
Yeah.
Claudia?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hey, Chef, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I do have to let you know, though, you said the name of my book wrong. You said Claudia's Dirty, essentially, in Spanish.
I apologize. Well, I have my notes here, and so I will... Well, let's correct it. So it says Claudia's Cucina, A Taste of Mexico.
Yeah, it's Claudia's Cucina. So imagine that the C is an S.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We won't work a little blue tonight. So, Claudia, talk about some of your experiences. Of course, people loved you on MasterChef, and that's exciting. And it's great when you know, as a chef, you get to do what you want to do. You get to go out there, cook the food that you want, and enjoy and kind of share your passion with people. But it's really nice to see when you get to that level where you've got that platform that you're using it to help great causes.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten the opportunity to have some incredible experiences. I mean, I'm in New York right now. I still can't believe that this is my life. And yes, you know, I think that giving back is a really big part of being able to use this platform in a very good way. I mean, I was very involved with a lot of nonprofits even before going on MasterChef. So being able to use this platform to really continue to, you know, shed light on some important causes is definitely right up my alley.
We're going to get into the event, you know, before we let you go, of course, but let's talk about, you know, your background and of course, you know, Mexican cuisine. Rick Bayless, we have here in town, has done a lot to raise awareness of all the different ways and elevated ways that you can enjoy it. But talk about taking, you know, your spin on Mexican cuisine and bringing it to the people.
Yeah, I think one of the best things about people like Rick Bayless and Enrique Olvera in New York and Chef Carlos Gaitan locally as well in first Michelin star Mexican restaurant in the United States. I mean, those things are huge, and I think that they've paved the way for Mexican food in the United States. I think the different approach that I bring is definitely a more coastal type of cuisine. My family reigns from, you know, Mazatlan, Mexico, which is very much a port town on the Pacific, and really focuses on that fresh seafood, very vibrant flavors, very bold flavors. And so being able to use that and bring it to the States and kind of share a region of Mexico that is only known for, unfortunately, it's violence. You know, I want to show that there's more to it than that. There's incredible seafood, incredible food, and it's been such a pleasure to be able to share that with people.
It is, and it is one of those things that kind of brings people together, one of those kind of universal unifying things is people's appreciation for food, and then you can learn so much about the culture and the people along with that as you enjoy it. So you live in San Diego, but you get to come here to Chicago, and so for the, and San Diego's got a great food scene as well, and of course you're included in that, but the so when you think of Chicago's kind of position, I talked about it at the beginning of the program, we've got the James Beard Awards are going to be here for another 4 years, and just kind of Chicago's elevation in just the regular food mindset as far as its position as far as one of those food cities. But you know, from the West Coast, how is Chicago viewed?
You know, from the West Coast, I have to tell you, I've always said that if I was ever to move east, I would definitely land in Chicago. I think that Chicago is kind of that up and coming city, and not in the sense that you're not there yet. I think, you know, everyone always looks to New York, as you mentioned earlier, as kind of that pinnacle. And I think that Chicago, in my personal opinion, has sometimes better food than New York. I mean, dare I say, I don't want to make anyone angry, but I personally feel like I love Chicago. I have been there, I think, like 5 times in like the last 3 months. And I have to tell you, I mean, I feel like if I was ever to open up a restaurant in a city that Michelin was already there, I would establish myself. Knowing that I have San Francisco, you know, just a couple hours away, I still move to Chicago. It's such a great city. There's, you know, there's just so many amazing chefs, and they're doing things that, you know, aren't just for the sake of being, you know, ingenious. No, they are truly just people that are changing the culinary spectrum and using techniques and ingredients that are nowhere else to be found. And I think that on that aspect, you know, just in terms of being able to create things that are truly just genuinely new and innovative, I really look to Chicago for that. And I mean, honestly, it's not just food that looks good, right? It's food that tastes just as good as anything you could have, you know, from your mom or your grandma. So when you compare those things together and have incredible food that tastes amazing and that looks even more amazing, that's an experience that I think anyone wants to have.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Claudia Sandoville. Of course, you know her as the winner of MasterChef. She's going to be in town on the 26th for the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago, the Saison Soiree. And you have, you've helped out and supported and been a part of and on boards with a number of different charities, and a lot of them have kind of youth as a focus. You're a parent. Yeah, as well.
Yes.
But let's talk about like you coming up as you kind of found your way into making, you know, being a chef and kind of a career in the culinary world is what you were in, as you were going to live. How did that happen for you? Was there a moment? Was it just, you know, in the home? Was it your parents that were an influence, or was it maybe a mentor somewhere?
You know, I think for me, it was definitely a mixture of everything. However, I do have to say, I'm just a home cook. I mean, people call me chef because obviously the show is called MasterChef, but the premise of MasterChef is taking somebody that is a home cook that loves food and loves to cook and really help them to elevate their food so that they become MasterChef level. And I pride myself on that. You know, I come from very humble beginnings. I was a single mom. I'm still a single mom. But, you know, I was a single mom living in a one-bedroom apartment, sharing, you know, a bed with my daughter when I decided to go on the show and kind of take a leap of faith. And you know, I'm grateful for actually being able to take that off, you know, take that risk, because I had every reason not to. I had zero money in my bank account and zero in my savings and a job that I couldn't leave, you know, and I'm glad that I took that off, that risk, because imagine if I hadn't, right? I mean, I'm $250,000 richer now. I have a cookbook that is number one bestseller on Amazon. Nice. In Mexican cookbooks. I mean, my feet haven't quite touched the ground, and I became winner September 2015, and it's been such an incredible ride. But, you know, I attribute it all to, you know, my mom, my grandmothers who taught me kind of that sazon. You say saison, it's sazon, and sazon is like that seasoning, that flavor, that that love that you put into food. And and you know, and then obviously the chefs, Graham Elliott, a resident for you in Chicago. You know, he was, I think, key in who I became as a chef and helping me to find that culinary voice. So many, many people that I can really, really attest to making me the chef that I can, you know, that I'm now called.
Wow. How exciting. I mean, and that is the kind of thing that people love those stories. So it makes for great entertainment. But in a lot of ways, as a role model, you're changing lives. And for this, the Boys and Girls Club of Chicago is the beneficiary for the event there. And what they do is, you know, at-risk youth, challenged youth, they try to find different avenues to keep them occupied, to help them, to kind of bridge those gaps that may not be there as far as support systems in the neighborhood, in the community, in the family, and kind of offer them some other options. A little bit, if you could talk a little bit about where oftentimes it would be sports-related, and there still is a lot of that, but now you're seeing, you know, careers in culinary as attainable, realistic ways for kids to find, you know, careers, because it is a passport. I mean, working in the food world and in the restaurant business, you can travel the world like that. It's a universal career, a universal kind of work language. And but talk about that, where, you know, some of these kids being embraced, you know, by the culinary community makes a world of difference for them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's actually an excellent point. 2 days ago, I just had an interview with a local high school student in San Diego who needed to do a report on something that they loved, and in the career, and, you know, they had to interview somebody in the career that they loved. And he reached out to me through my website, and his question was, you know, if I didn't want to become a chef, you know, because for whatever reason, I felt like I couldn't reach that level. What else could I do in the food world? And, you know, I think that with a lot of people, you know, put down food reality shows and things like that. However, I think one of the benefits of these shows is that it's really shed a light on a very, you know, a very humble job. And a job that a lot of people do almost thanklessly sometimes, and a job that really is only one piece of food. And I think that the best part of that is, you know, people can go into food writing. It doesn't have to be, you know, opening up a restaurant and working in either front of house or back of house. There are people who do pop-up restaurants. There are people who do fine dining. There's catering. And even outside of that, you know, you don't have to be a food blogger. You don't have to be a person that's taking pictures on Instagram. There's so much more than that. There are people that produce events like the event that we're hosting that are still attributed to food and that are specifically, you know, working in food. There's companies that specifically cater to people in the food industry, whether it's through the equipment that we use or our chef coats and the clothes that we wear. And I mean, just the other, you know, just a couple of months ago, Vans released like a new shoe or something like that.
Wow.
For chefs, you know, I mean, it's everywhere now. And I think that it's just opened so many doors and the possibilities are truly endless.
Oh.
And if we can share that with our youth, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it impacts in so many different ways, as you guys will be doing on Wednesday, October 26th, over at Shea Chicago, 247 East Ontario Street. CelebrityChef.Eventbrite.com is the site to go for tickets and more information on CelebrityChef.Eventbrite.com. Before we let you go, it's going to be great, because talk about some of the other chefs that are going to be there with you.
Yeah, so we're going to have local chef, Mexican restaurant owner Carlos Gaitan.
Nice.
Yes, who, of course, was a Top Chef finalist. We're going to have Katsuji Tanabe, who was on season 12, I believe. He's awesome as well. He was also very close to the top. And there's Amanda Baumgarten as well. So also Top Chef alum. I think I'm the only MasterChef person, but but hey, I'm the winner, right?
Yes, right.
But you know, these guys, Katsuji is known for his Hollywood tacos, as he self-proclaimed the king of kosher Mexican food. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I think we're going to be releasing the menu here soon on the website, so definitely stay tuned. It's going to be, oh, you guys are going to just love that menu. It's going to be so yummy, and it's going to be worthwhile cause. What better?
Exciting stuff, and again, some great food, some amazing chefs, and all for an incredible cause. And so, Chef, before we let you go, if you want to give out your website or people can keep up with all your adventures.
Definitely. It's Chef Claudia's, like with an S, Claudia's Cocina, COCINA.com.
So, Chef Claudia Sandoval, thanks so much for everything that you do. We'll see you on the 26th, and thanks for being in WGN today.
Absolutely. Have a good night. Bye-bye.